In this quarter, we're fighting very, very tough issues in our firefighters series. And in week one, this is week three, and in week one, we've spoken about fighting anger. And these are the things that we've learned about fighting anger, that for you to be able to fight anger, you need to call a timeout, check the triggers, correct your thinking, change your perspective, and choose your response. Okay, and then last week, it was Sean Pierce who was speaking, and he was talking about fighting pressure, which was week two. And this is what we learned about fighting pressure. How do we fight pressure? Identify the pressure, spot the behavior, check the consequences, remember your identity, find some allies, and pray for help. It's very important to pray for help. And this week, what we're talking about, we are fighting bullying. So this week you're going to learn about fighting bullying. I know that most of us, we must have had an experience about bullying in one way or the other. We're either affected by it or we've seen people who are affected by it. Okay. Guess which superhero we're using today? Hey? We used Hulk, we used the X-Men last week. Today, we are using Spider-Man. Go Spidey! All right. Let's just watch the next clip. Wow, that's amazing. You know, I like the way we've been talking, we've been including superheroes in every series and in everything we do. But today I just want to tell you that make Christ your superhero. Let God be the superhero in your life. Because God has supernatural powers and he can do things that are beyond even our imagination. So let Christ be your superhero. Spider-Man can do that. Spider-Man can just soar from one building to another using his web. He can just jump from one building to another, right? Because it's connected to something. Let us connect to Christ, who can be our superheroes. It's amazing how he just climbs on vertical surfaces. He just holds on and he climbs, just like a spider. So do you know what Spider-Man hates? Spidey. Do you know what Spider-Man hates the most? Hey? He hates bullying. He hates bullying. And he hates bullying because he's been bullied almost all his life. He was even bullied being Spider-Man. You know? He was bullied by his friend, Thompson. He was bullied. Even his family was bullied. Even his friend was bullied. It doesn't even end there. His town was bullied. So Spider-Man has experienced bullying all his life. And his town was bullied by very, very, very ugly people, right? Firstly, it was Rhino. We all know him. His town was bullied by Carnage. Do you remember this one? And the Green Goblin. And my all-time favorite, Electro. This was a very nice movie. But, you know, Spider-Man learned something. I guess he was listening at his youth group when they were going through the Firefighters series. He learned how to fight bullying. He learned how to fight bullying. He learned it through experience. He didn't just learn it out of a textbook. He learned it through experience. So now, for now, I would just like us to share with the person sitting next to you about your experience. Have you experienced bullying, or have you been bullied, or were you a bully, or you've seen someone being bullied, and how was that experience for you? We have like 2 minutes for that. Okay. I think we all have stories about bullying or being bullied. I was also bullied. I was bullied in primary school. I was even bullied in high school until I took a stand. But before we can fight bullying, we need to understand what bullying is. And for us to do that, there's these British boys in Britain's Got Talent who actually sang about bullying. And this song is called Hopeful. Wow, how amazing is that? How amazing is that video? Well, now let's define what a bully is. A bully is someone who uses strength or power to harm someone who is weaker. So a bully is someone who uses strength or power to harm someone who is weaker than they are. Someone once said, a bully is a big, ugly loner, loser, yearning attention. A bully is a big, ugly loser, loner, user, yearning for attention. So that's how we define a bully, right? Some of us are bullies. Some of us have been bullied. And bullying actually covers a wide range of behaviors, right? Sometimes you ignore someone. If you're a bully, you would just ignore someone, even if they're saying hi to you, just look at them, give them that look, you know, and just ignore them. Or making fun of them, making fun of people, hurting people, following people around, you know, naming, giving them names and, you know, shouting at them and just following them around, putting them down, tripping them, stealing their stuff, calling them names, spreading stories, and having others bully them. So a bully does a lot. It's a job to be a bully, actually. So there are different types of bullying that I want us to go through and just for us to learn, right? The first type of bullying is physical. There's people who bully us physically. I've been bullied. I've been bullied in every way that you can ever think of, especially in primary school. I've been slapped by someone I didn't even know from school. And I couldn't do anything because this girl was bigger than me. And I didn't realize that I had the power to fight this bully. But she just slapped me. Every chance she got, she would just slap me. So people who physically attack you or take your lunch money or slap you or do any physical thing on you, they are physically bullying you. Another one is verbal. This one is when people say stuff to you. People say harmful things to you, things that will hurt you. That is someone verbally bullying you. And then we've got emotional bullying. This one is the one that kills a lot of people because people will ostracize you, people will spread rumors about you, manipulate situations so that you become the bad person. So certain people are bullied emotionally. You cry alone in your corner because you don't want people to see that this thing hurts you. So let's be aware of people who bully us emotionally, and let's be aware with us, ourselves, bullying people emotionally. And then the well-known one, cyberbullying. Cyberbullying, we know, it's when we use technology to bully people. Whenever this happens, just tell someone. Because cyberbullying is the one that is on the rise. It's one type of bullying that is on the rise. So tell someone about it. Tell an adult that you trust as soon as possible. You know, you target someone with SMSs, we target someone with WhatsApp, you target someone through email and through a lot of things. And the other type of bullying is prejudicial bullying. We become prejudiced towards one another because of race, because of sexual orientation, or because of religion. How many times have you guys been put aside or being isolated because you are Christian? Because you come out and say, I'm Christian. How many times have you... I've been told how dark I am a lot. Like as if being dark is a problem. You know? Some people get told how pale they are. No, you're too pale. You must get a tan. So let's not be prejudiced. There's playing around and fooling around, but if you see that something, if you see that what you say hurts the next person, then stop it. Because if you don't stop, you are becoming a bully. Let's now understand the needs of a bully. Right? Let's understand what goes on when someone is a bully. A person is a bully because they want attention. They need attention. They need to be seen. They need to be accepted. They want people to notice that they exist. So that's what a bully goes through. Second one is acceptance. They need to belong. They need to be accepted by society, and they don't know any better, so they bully people so that they can be seen. Maybe they've been told that it's funny, or it's okay, or it's just someone with lots of problems who is not accepted at home or who's not accepted by society for whatever. And accolades. It's a person who is searching for praise. This person is searching for praise. It wants to get approval of stuff. So this is a person who really needs help. So let's remember that a bully is actually someone who needs help. A bully is someone who's not okay. And if I am a bully, I must accept that I am a bully. That's the first step. And then go forward and say, listen here, I need help. And not be ashamed about it. So now that we know about bullies and what their needs are, how do we fight bullying? If I am bullied, how do I fight it? First of all, you need to evaluate the situation. See if the person is a genuine bully. Sometimes we hurt our friends and they reject us for that moment and we think they're bullying us. So let's just check if it's a genuine bully and it's not just a person because I've hurt them so they don't want to talk to me. So let's check if someone is really a genuine bully. The second one is determine the threat. Do you feel scared when this person is threatening you? Do you think that this threat can come true? Do you feel that this person can really harm you? Then if that is so, please consult an adult that you trust as soon as possible. And if it's through cyberbullying, keep those messages as evidence. Keep those messages as evidence. Because one thing that a bully will threaten you about is that it's your word against mine. And usually a bully will be someone who's known. Someone who maybe is the teacher's love. So it's your word against mine. Number three, pray for the bully. That's a difficult one to do. How do I pray for this person who's hurting me all the time? How do I do it? I did it, and that saved me. I thank God that I realized the power that I have in Christ. And I started praying. And I didn't just realize it. I read the word of God. I became connected with God as a young lady. And I started praying. And I started reading the word of God. And I started hearing what God says. And God told me to pray for my bullies, to pray for the people who persecute me. And I prayed for the people who persecuted me. And you know what happened? By the time I got to matric, all those people came to me for help. All those people came to me for advice. Just because I listened to God. God says, pray for the bully. You know why? Let's read the scripture. Romans chapter 12, verse 19 to 21. It says, never take your own revenge, but leave room for the wrath of God. For vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coal on his head. Overcome evil with good. Let's overcome evil with good. Imagine you can see that your enemy doesn't have lunch on that day and you give lunch to them. Imagine the change that you're going to bring in that person's life. That thing will burn him or her. That thing will trouble the bully. So take care of your bullies. It's difficult, right? Take care of the person who bullies you. Action speaks louder than words. So how I act is more long-lasting than what I say. So be careful about that. Be careful how you behave when you are bullied. Okay. The fourth one, you must reject their lies. As I said, I was told how dark I am. I said, yes, I'm dark, so what? I know that. I was really, really big when I was in high school, and I was told how big I am. I said, yeah, I know I'm big, so what? Is that a problem? So you'll be told how your hair is, how bad your hair is. Say, okay, fine, I know that. Bullies will spread rumors about you, false rumors about you. Pray for them. Pray for them and give them to God. Remember the scripture that we just read? God says vengeance is his, it's not ours. So he will revenge. And God doesn't revenge by striking someone with lightning, right? When God revenges, he changes the person for the better. He's not going to strike someone dead. But he will change that person for the better. My bullies changed till today. Here's a scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It says, for God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us the spirit of power and of love and of self-control. So you have the power. Remember what I said in the beginning, let Christ be your superhero. Let's depend on him. Well, our lives depend on us, but let's depend on him like our lives depend on him. Let's have self-control. You know, sometimes you feel like slapping someone. Like, you get so aggravated, you want to slap someone. Just have self-control. Because by you slapping that person or reacting to what that person is doing, then you're giving them power. You're aggravating the situation. So God says he gave us the spirit of power, of love, and self-control. He didn't give us the spirit of self-pity. He didn't give us the spirit of fear. So let's not be afraid. Let's be God's soldiers. Let's be people who are able to stand our ground. You know why? It's because the people who stand their ground know about this verse, Jeremiah 29, verse 11, that says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. I mean, if our lives depend on God, who has plans for our lives, why should we be afraid? There's no need for us to fear. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So let's lean on Christ. Let's lean on him. And number five, let's learn from our trials. Let's learn from the things that have happened in our lives. Let's learn from the hardships that we have gone through. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4 says, consider it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So count it all joy when you go through trials. Imagine, count it all joy when you are bullied. Be happy about it. Say, yay! Well, that's what the scripture says. Count it all joy when you're facing trials. You know why? Because that produces endurance. You will be able to endure things that people can't. You will be able to endure a lot, and you're going to be a better adult, and you're going to be a better person in the future. The greatest people, in the world have endured more than what others have endured. They've gone through difficult times and hardships, but God raised them up. God uses the weakness of this world to prove his power and makes it strong. So, what can bullying teach us? Why should we count it all joy? Because it teaches us how to resolve conflict. I learned how to resolve conflict through bullying. And I've learned how to overcome obstacles. I can overcome anything. I'm standing in front of you right now. I have a toothache. And it's not because of me, and it's not because I can do it, but it's because I've let God do it for me. So let God do it for you. And it teaches you how to trust in Jesus Christ. Because when you are bullied and you are faced with this, sometimes this huge person who's bigger than you or the most popular person in school or wherever you find yourself, and you don't know what to do. You just feel crippled by fear. But when you call upon Jesus Christ, he steps in between you and that person and he deals with the situation. And God will tell you what to do and what to say at the right time. So how do we fight bullying? This is what we've learned today. You evaluate the situation, you determine the threat, pray for the bully, reject their lies, and learn from the trial that you're facing. There's a handout. Can people, some people help me give these handouts? These handouts, they sort of let us think. They make us think about bullying. You must answer it for yourself on what to do. The first part says, what do I do if I see someone being bullied? What do I do? What do we normally do when we see someone being bullied? This is what you should do. You don't laugh. You don't join in. You don't walk away. You tell the bully to stop and tell someone about it. So you don't laugh. You don't join in. You don't walk away. You tell the bully to stop and tell someone about it. If you join in or do nothing, you are a bully too. You know, if someone has stolen a car and you are found in the same car and you know that the car is stolen, you're both going to get arrested because you're an accomplice to theft. So if we're not going to do anything about bullying, we are bullies ourselves. I've been a bully as well, because I've stood and laughed when people were bullied, because now the attention moved away from me and it was on other people, and I was happy about it. It was a breather. I'm like, whew, it's not me this time. But that was wrong. I was supposed to stand up and speak out and say, this is wrong. You don't do that. And now what do we do? What do I do if I'm being bullied? Firstly, you report it. You ask for help. Stay with friends, people that you know that these are my friends. Don't look upset, because when you do that, you're giving the bully exactly what they want. Right? Keep your distance from the bully. Tell them you don't like what they are doing. And tell them to stop. Be bold about it. Stand your ground. I'm putting a challenge to you today, that let's be soldiers in whatever environment that we find ourselves in school or amongst friends or even at church, that we're going to stop bullying. Whenever we see someone being bullied, we're going to step in. It's not an easy thing to do, but we can do it. So today's challenge says, never, ever. We will never, ever allow bullying to happen. Whenever we see bullying, someone being bullied, we're going to step forward and we're going to stop it. Let's lead by example. Let's be the leaders that God has set us to be. here's a clip that we need to watch. It's a very nice song by, it's about bullying by Keenan West. Yeah. Before we pray, I just want to say that video is so true. Imagine if we all stand together against bullies. If we all stand against bullying, it will be done. Bullying today is known as an epidemic, not only in the States, but even in this country, because it happens a lot. That's why we see kids retaliating by killing the bully or just doing things or killing themselves. So let's stand up and fight against this bullying. Right now, I'd like us to just pray, each one of us, just pray and just ask God to give us the wisdom on how to deal with bullying. What to say, what to do when we're faced with that situation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, thanking you, Lord, for your love, grace, and honor that you have graced us with, Jehovah. We pray, Lord, that in everything that happens, Lord, you are there. And we thank you, Father, that, Jehovah, you see things before they happen. I pray for each one of us, Lord, that be with us and guide us, Jehovah, as we face bullying and as we face people being bullied and us ourselves being bullied. Give us the wisdom and the strength to fight, Jehovah. Give us the wisdom and the strength to change the lives of the bully, Lord, to the better. In the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every person here that as we're going to walk out that door, you are with us and you become part of us and we connect to you or with you in a way that we've never connected with you before. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. All right. I love this series very much, and I'm very anxious to see what's going to happen next, you know, after this. And next week, you're actually fighting anxiety. So be here. Some people may think it's anxiety, but really, anxiety is real, and it causes stress. So let's learn how to deal with these things while we're still young. Because when you're older, it's very difficult to deal with anxiety, to deal with stress, to deal with all these other things. So be here next week or be square. All right. Thank you very much. See you next week.